Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Yes, he is good. Worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For he is good, 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 yes, he is good. For he is good.
Thank you. Good morning, Union. These are your announcements for July 19th. Sunday school every Sunday at 9 a.m. There will not be any Christian Growth Fellowship sessions in the month of August for men and women. Thanks, Pastor. August 2nd is Communion Sunday. August 3rd through the 7th is the Congress of Christian Education. August 9th is Women's Day, 10:15 a.m. The speaker is Ann Hale of Wood District Association's Women's Auxiliary President. August 12th is the Union Quarter Corporate Prayer Service at 5:30. August 15th is the Union Shred Day and the Church Picnic Annual Picnic from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. August 18th through the 20th is the Baptist Fellowship Community Revival at Union with Dr. Jarvis Hansen, an evangelist, is our guest speaker from Chicago, Illinois. August 22nd and 29th, on Saturday, is Men's Choir Rehearsal at 11:30 a.m. On August 30th, the fifth Sunday, Men's Choir are singing. Good day, ladies. For those of you who plan to participate in the choir for Women's Day, which is August 9th, here are the following rehearsals. August 2nd, immediately following morning service. Thank you, Denise Jones. The Sunday School Commentary Notice, beginning with the next publication cycle, effective September 1st, the Sunday School District will no longer be placing a group order for the annual Sunday School Commentaries. Members who wish to purchase a commentary may order directly from the publisher using the link below. Click on the curriculum and Sunday School. Digital editions are also available on the website. If you need any assistance placing the order, please contact the Sunday School Department. Thank you for your understanding and for your continued commitment for studying God's Word. This announcement has been sent to all members via email, so you can just click the link in the email. That's the end of your announcements. Everyone have a blessed day. The best is yet to come, which is the Word of God.
It was announced that classes will not be held in August. Also, the pastor sent me a text and he wanted to inform the congregation that he will be bringing the opening message on August the 2nd at the Baptist Jones State Convention Congress, if anyone would like to attend it. I know some people will be attending the Congress, but he will be bringing the opening message. And we wish them a happy travels. Hope they have a fine time on their vacation. Him and his wife. And God bless them. Now, good morning, Union. To those on the inside, those that may be listening from their cars, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask those that can stand to stand as we say our Lord's Prayer. Together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forget our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. While you are still standing, we will be reading Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40, which reads, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Love God, love others. You may be seated. This time we'll have a selection from our choir. Thank you. like to do in the morning. We hope and pray that the Lord will be resting on each and every one of our hearts. We just came out of our district session, and there's a pastor from the Quad Cities, and his favorite saying all week was, God is good. We went, we had a good time, we came back, God is good. And God is so good, it's offering time. We know that we have Giblify set up, so those that can or will and are giving on Giblify. So we don't want those you rest of you to feel rejected. So we're going to have our general offering. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We ask for thy blessings upon this offering that we're about to receive. Ask for the blessing upon those that from the heart give. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We're going to ask both sides to stand and follow the directions of the ushers. Conversation with God. We can call him up anytime. We don't have to worry about the line being busy. We don't have to worry about the line being out of order. We can call him. There's things that's going on in our lives, in our city, in our state, in our country, that we ought to be praying about. We ought to be praying that the Word of God will grow deeper in our hearts. It's prayer time. Those that would like to come to the altar may come. You can stand where you're at if you feel like it. And we know that some of us have problems standing, so you are comfortable where you're at. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning asking for your blessings. We're asking for your grace and your mercy. Father, we're asking for your forgiveness. for whatever it is we have done, whether we knew it or not. But Father, we pray that thou would just cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. Create in us clean hearts and renew a right spirit within us. Father, open our hearts, our souls, and our minds that we may receive your word today. Father, we're praying that you would touch our hearts so that we may not just receive the word, but that we may be doers of the word also. Father, we're praying that thou would just bless us so that we may be blessings to others. Father, we're praying for those that are sick this morning, that thou would be healing them. Those that minds are clouded, give them a clear understanding. Father, those that have fallen down, lift them up. Father, we're praying that you would just be with us in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we say amen? It's preaching time. And I apologize to Pastor for not recognizing him earlier. But our preacher this morning will be the former pastor of Loving Missionary Baptist Church. I keep getting Loving and New Hope confused, so I have to think about it. Loving Missionary Baptist Church. He retired. At least that's what he says. But most of us that have retired find out that we have to retire a second time because we ended up doing more work than we did before. Some of us know him, have been knowing him for years. He's an outstanding preacher. He was an outstanding pastor. I present to you our speaker for this morning, Reverend Pastor William Johnson.
Say good morning to everyone. I wasn't planning on doing any singing. Two or three people asked for a verse of a song if I could get that out. Must Jesus bear this cross alone and all the world go free? Oh Lord, say there a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. oh Lord. Not alone, not alone, not alone, no, not alone. Must Jesus bear this cross alone? See, there's a cross for everyone. There's a cross for me, oh Lord. Amazing grace, how sweet all sound. No, it saved a wretch like me, oh Lord. So lost, but now I know that I'm found. I was blind, but now I know that I can see. Oh Lord, not alone, not alone, not alone, no, not alone. No tears cannot bear. Cross, y'all. Not only for Jesus, there's a cross for each and every one of us that we must bear. For it is the Lord who places himself before us and leads us and guides us. First, giving thanks and praise to the Almighty God, with respect to your great pastor, this fine church, Pastor Williams, and certainly to Reverend Johnson, to the board of members of Union Missionary Baptist Church, to each of you that make up this assembly. We are appreciative and we are thankful to be able to stand behind the sacred desk and bring a word from the Lord. This morning we want to share a familiar passage, certainly to my wife Melba. I see my granddaughter here this morning, Lakeisha. I want to share a familiar passage reading from Luke chapter 15, reading verses 1, 2, and 3. I would ask that in your own pleasure that you may want to read the entire 15th chapter of the book of Luke, but for your listening pleasure this morning, we'll only read the first three verses. Reading from Luke chapter 15, verses 1, 2, and 3. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, from this passage we want to share this morning from the thought, Jesus will not give up on you. You may be seated. Jesus, he will not give up on you. For those of you who are blood-bought Christians, you've given your heart to Christ, Jesus will not give up on you. Though you saved and sanctified on your way to heaven anyhow, cannot lose your salvation if you try. Jesus still will work on us because it is his desire that we might be better and better each day. Mm-hmm. Should there be one in the house or one listening from somewhere who has not made their choice for Jesus, he will not give up on you also. That the Lord will continue to reach for you and pull for you, that you might be saved. The Bible teaches us that it is God's desire It is God's will that no one should perish. Mm-hmm. From the very beginning, Genesis chapter 3 and the fall of mankind, Satan and all those who, work for him, find themselves wanting to draw those who are in Christ Jesus, draw us off the path, that we might not do those things pleasing in the Lord's sight. But it is because of the Word of God. It is because how we come on Sunday morning. It is because of how we attend Bible class in midweek. It is because you have your own prayer life. It is because your own study time. It is the Word of God that when Satan tried to draw any one of us off, the Word of God pulls us back that we might walk in the path of righteousness. You're here this morning because you want to hear from Jesus. You're here this morning because you are a people who enjoy worshiping on Sunday morning. You are a people who somewhere during the week you have talked to the Lord in the late night hour, sometime early in the morning. And so it is that not only you, not only me, that even in this text, it begins to speak about a people who wanted to hear from Jesus. In Luke chapter 15, verse 1, it said the publicans and the sinners drew near to Jesus. They drew near to him because Jesus spoke in a way that no man spoke in their day. For often, the Lord was concerned and he would teach them about the kingdom of heaven. We also know that publicans are sometimes known as tax collectors. And so the publicans, the tax collector, whichever phrase you use, the sinners, they drew to him. They wanted to hear his word. And dear friends, not only did those who want to hear Jesus drew near to him, Luke 15 and 2 speaks of another group that also came, the Pharisees and the scribes. The Pharisees, they were one of the great religious groups of Jesus' day. The scribes, they were more like lawyers. They were able to interpret the word. And they came also. They came to, the word said, mock Jesus. How often the religious leaders, they would come to mock Jesus. They would come to embarrass him. They would come to belittle him. They would come not really wanting to hear his word, but they wanted to discredit him. Mm-hmm. Luke 15 and verse 2 said the Pharisees and the scribes came mocking Jesus, saying, this guy eateth and sitteth with sinners. It is because of that truth and that fact of what they said where Jesus spoke three parables. When Jesus spoke these three parables, dear friends, two things really come in mind. Number one, he was speaking to these individuals, the Pharisees and the scribes, who actually thought they were better than anyone. And they would not dare sit and eat or have anything to do with a publican or a sinner. And Jesus spoke these parables to let them know that God was concerned about the outcasts. That Jesus was concerned about the folks that are thrown away. That Jesus, he's concerned about people who other people don't think much of. Not only do these parables speak to those who would think that they're better than anyone, but they also speak to those who are doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. It'll also encourage you and let you know that the things that you're doing, maybe why you're doing it, that you're on the right road. Yeah. And so the first parable Jesus speaks to these religious leaders, he speaks about this guy who has 100 sheep. And it talks about how one gets lost in the wilderness. See, Jesus, he knew that these Pharisees, these scribes, they were concerned about property loss. So he has their attention. And so he tells them who would have 100 sheep and one get lost, that they would not leave the 99 and go seek out the one that's lost in the wilderness. Dear friends, that we would put it up into our day, well, who would have 100 in their family that's saved and sanctified, but one got lost? Who, not that we're not concerned about the 99 in our family that's saved, but who would not spend some concern, some extra prayer time for that one that's out there lost somewhere? Jesus was trying to encourage those religious leaders that God is concerned about folks that other folk throw away. God is concerned about folks that some folk don't think about, think that they're beneath them. God is concerned for everyone. And he knew that these religious leaders, all high and mighty and dressed to kill, and that they would be concerned about property laws. That they would not hesitate to leave that 99 and go try to find some property that's lost.
Yes.
When you look at this parable, that Jesus does not say anything about why or how the sheep got lost. Which really speaks to us, you know, when someone's lost, we don't need to say things such as, I told you not to do it. How many times I told you, stick real close. How many times do we say that I didn't help you one time? I might help you too. You need to stay close. Don't be out there getting lost out in the wilderness. When you look at that parable, it says nothing about why the sheep was lost. The fact that they lost is good enough. Mm-hmm. Who would not leave the 99, the saved and sanctified, on their way to heaven anyhow, got their name written down in the Lamb Book of Life? Where Ephesians 4:30 said, we sealed to the day of redemption. God got you wrapped up. Who would not put more concern about that child, that person, that neighbor, that friend, for whatever the reason was, lost in the wilderness?
Yeah.
Dear friend, there is some information that we need to keep in mind, and I want to preface what I'm about to say now, that we're going to have to be spirit-led when we go out in the wilderness. Because at times, we got to make sure that when we go after the one that's lost in the wilderness, that we make sure we're doing help that is help. But too often, because we are good natured and we are kind and we love our loved ones and we love our neighbors and we love our friends, and too often, if we're not real careful, we'll do things that really keep them in the wilderness. We'll do things because we're kind. We want to make sure. We want to make sure we love them. But we'll do little things that make the wilderness not so bad. We ought to be real careful that when we go out in the wilderness to reach out for that one that's lost, that we're really doing a help, that we really got that staff to lift them up, that we really have that oil to put on them if they're wounded, that we really have that frame of mind to put them on our shoulder and bring them back to safety. So when we go out in the wilderness, make sure our help is help, and not help that allowing them to stay in the wilderness just a little bit longer.
Well,
oh, dear friend, Jesus told this parable primarily for the religious leaders who did not care much about the sinners, did not care much about the down and out. Jesus told that parable that they might know that he was concerned. Yeah, I'm sitting with the sinners. I'm meeting with the sinners because I care about it. Who cares about the laws? Who cares about the law? When you bowed down and prayed last night, and you prayed for grandma and grandpa, and you prayed for sons and daughters in the midst of your prayer, who prayed for the dying world and the one that lost, who mentioned those that don't have nobody telling them about Jesus, who in their prayers about family and friends lifted up a nation that seemed like going the wrong way. So Jesus, he tells this parable to let them know that he's concerned about the down and out. Because he knew these Pharisees and scribes, they certainly were interested in property loss.
Yes.
Then the second parable he brings about the woman who had 10 coins. And that how she had 10 coins and she lost one. And the parable goes on. She wasn't real so much interested about the nine. She knew what a nine was. But she went all through the house looking for the one. He knew he could draw them in again because he knew they were concerned about financial laws. Oh, he knew that he had their ear about property laws. He knew they wouldn't hesitate to leave the 99 to go seek some property. He knew they would be concerned about if they had 10 coins and lost one, and they would not hesitate to look for that lost coin. Dear friend, who this morning are more concerned about property, more concerned about finance? The last parable, Jesus knew he had their ear. He knew he had their heart. He knew they were listening because I was certainly in their day, regardless how they felt about the people. He knew how they felt about property. He knew how they felt about finance. And then Jesus brought it home when telling the story about the prodigal son. Well, different. Now he's bringing it home, but now he's talking about people. And he's talking about a person.
Yes.
You know the story of the prodigal son. The boy who's asked for something that really didn't belong to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that he got, he didn't know what to do with. And he took the money and went out in the far country and have plenty of money, not knowing what to do with it out there. He lost everything. And the scripture said that the one thing the boy did know, that when things got bad, he said he came to himself. And he knew that he was better off at home. And actually, dear friends, that it is a good thing, no matter how far you get out there, that you can always come home. And then the Bible said that when the boy does come home, he got a different attitude. You see, this boy was in a wilderness too, but the wilderness will point home out to you every once in a while.
Yeah,
the boy came home. The parable also speaks about the boy, the brother that was at home. That he got mad because the young man that was the prodigal son who was out there got treated with a celebration. How a ring was put on his finger. How a robe was put on him, and there was a great banquet for him. The son at home, the brother at home, got angry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to serve notice on you that Jesus did not tell this parable for the son that went away, nor the son that stayed home. Because we didn't learn a whole lot from neither one of these brothers.
Well,
any one of us can seek it our day. It don't take long for us to remember the time that we sought something that we really couldn't handle.
Yes.
And that we did get, we didn't know what to do with. And we got out there and messed it all up, and we would say to ourselves, I sure wish I could do that again. Oh, we didn't learn much. We didn't learn much from the prodigal son. Every one of us, if we would write our diary, post it in the newspaper, we would say there was a day somewhere that we asked for something that didn't belong to us. And when it was given to us, we didn't know what to do with it. And when we had it, we went out there and lost it and didn't have nothing to come back with.
Oh,
we don't learn much about the prodigal son that went out there. Somebody in their life have done something they should have stayed at home.
Yeah.
We don't learn much. We didn't learn much about the boy that stayed home. They got mad because the son that was away was being celebrated. As I share some information with you, if we would think long enough, every one of us has gotten mad at somebody who was being good to somebody that had nothing to do with us. And that the person that was being good to somebody, they weren't spending our money, they weren't using our time, they weren't using our car, they weren't doing anything they took from us, but we mad anyhow. Oh, we don't learn much from the prodigal son. Every one of us been there at one point or another. We don't learn much from the brother that got mad at home. I believe if we would think long enough, somebody might be mad right now about somebody was being good to somebody we thought they shouldn't have been good to. Oh, you don't need to be good to them. They shouldn't have messed it up. You don't need to be good to them. They shouldn't have went over there. You don't need to be good to them. They shouldn't have said that. You don't need to be good to them. They shouldn't have done that. And we sitting there mad, and they ain't doing nothing to us. They ain't taking none of our money, none of our time. We mad. Oh, Jesus didn't tell that parable necessarily for the boy that had gone out. He didn't really tell that parable necessarily for the boy that stayed home.
Mm-hmm.
But what he told that parable for was the fact that He told it about the Father. That the Father that no matter what his son had done, and that he loved that boy.
Yeah.
That's what I want to let you know this morning, that Jesus will not give up on you.
Yeah.
He told that parable because the Bible said that when the boy comes home, he said that the Father sees him coming afar off, and that he still had the stench of the hog pen on him. But the Father hugs him, put a robe on him, and put a ring on his finger.
Yeah.
You see, Jesus told that parable to let those Pharisees and scribes know that the Lord, he loves everyone. There's no one too bad for God. There's no one that's gone too far from God. I want you to hear me this morning, somebody out there, you may be in the church right now, you may know somebody somewhere, and they think they've been too bad for God, they think they talk too bad for God. I want to let you know God will never give up on you. Jesus is always trying to call you in. I want you to know this morning, if you know anyone who's been gone a long time, if you know anyone that they don't know they need a God on their side, don't you ever give up on your children. Don't you ever give up on your grandchildren. Don't you ever give up on a dying world. You who know the Lord, I'm talking to the 99 that know everything by God. I'm talking about the 10 coins that were already found. I'm talking about the Father in the story of the prodigal son. Keep on telling God that I know I don't know where they are. I don't know what they're doing, but Lord, what I do know, they need a God on their side. If you keep on walking, Lord, if you keep on searching, Lord, take care of my loved one. Take care of the one that don't know you. Lord, I know they need God. Somebody need a healing. Somebody need a company keeper. Somebody need a prayer warrior. Somebody need a battle axe in the time of a storm. Somebody need a warrior. Somebody needs somebody there in the late night hour. Somebody need to grab the wheel when the car going the wrong way. Somebody needs you, Lord. I want you to know this morning, Jesus will not give up on you. No matter how far you run, no matter what you've done, the Lord is right there. I want to let you know why the Lord is right there. For one day, God saw mankind couldn't make it on their own. That he sent his son, Jesus, who died on Calvary. Can't you see him? Can't you see him going up Calvary? Out there they stretched him wide. Out there they hung him high. I heard the songwriter say, can't you hear the hammer ringing? Can't you hear the hammer ringing? When they stretched him wide and hung him high, raised him up above heaven and earth. Out there, the records say he died out there. Anybody know he died out there? He died out there till the world began to reel. He died out there till the sun refused to shine. He died out there for you and me. Laid in a borrowed grave, 3 days and 3 nights. Y'all didn't hear me. It was early, y'all. Early Sunday morning. Got up with power in his hand. What kind of power do we have? Power that we can bow down in prayer and somebody will get saved. That we can bow down in prayer, somebody will get healed. We can bow down in prayer, somebody will be brought home. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. Keep on telling. tell someone God is a good God. Keep on telling one God is a special God. It is His desire no one would be lost. Keep on telling someone, because Jesus will not give up on no one. We won't give up on no one too. We're going to keep on telling you, children. Now you may not want to hear, but we're going to tell you anyhow. You might try to run, but God knows where you are. Keep them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jesus will not give up on you. And He will never, never give up on you. When you think He's not there, when you think He's not near, He's right there. When you think He didn't hear your prayer, He's right there. When He didn't answer in the morning, He didn't answer in the noonday, the Lord will show up, and when He show up, His own time. And He has everything we need. And when He show up, He'll show out. Because Jesus will not give up on you.
Can we say amen? Say amen again. We thank Reverend Johnson for that wonderful message about Jesus not forgetting about us, always ready to forgive us, always ready for us to come back home. It's invitation time. There may be someone here today that does not know Jesus as their Savior. There may be someone here today that's strayed away and don't know how to come back home. There may be someone here today that's looking and seeking. Those that can stand, would you please stand as we extend the invitation? Is there one? Tomorrow's not promised to us. Today, while the blood is running warm in our veins, we need to come to Jesus. Seek Him while He may be found and call upon Him while He is near. Is there one? Coming out today for our service. We pray that something has been said that will inspire you this week. If you're having anything going on in your heart, in your mind, and in your soul that's distracting you, Jesus can fix it. And we thank Reverend Johnson for that message and pray that God will continue to keep on blessing him. If there's nothing else at this time, we're going to ask him to come and give us the benediction.
And again, we praise our God for our being here. I want to give Minerva an opportunity if she wanted to stand and wave or say anything. Amen. That's my granddaughter. You want to wave? Amen. If nothing else, all minds are clear. Shall we stand? Well, Father God, we do thank you today, O Lord, for your presence. And Lord, we ask you to hear all of our cries and all of our concerns. But Lord, we realize we can do nothing without you. We ask a blessing upon the Union Missionary Baptist Church, and we ask the blessing on pastor and wife while they're on vacation. We ask your mercy upon them. And Lord, we pray they have good weather and health and strength. And Lord, bring them home safe. And while they're gone, allow their home to be safe when they return. Bless us all, Lord, and keep us safe. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, and since you fall before his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Let us all say together, amen, 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 amen. Shake hands with the saints.